Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're talking about movies and different things related to movies. Before we get into it, any good movies you've seen recently?
Well, I did see that South Korean movie Parasite that won the Oscar Award earlier this year. It was quite interesting.
Okay.
Quite an interesting movie. Maybe not for everyone. And kind of a strange movie because it's a little bit funny. It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit weird.
Okay.
But anyway, that's an interesting movie. But this summer, I don't know, whenever a new James Bond 007 movie comes out,
yeah, I want to see
I kind of feel like I should go see it. I've been seeing those since I was a kid,
but
I have to admit the last one that came out a few
Spectre.
Years ago, yeah, that was the first one in years I didn't go to the movie theater to watch, so maybe I should pick up that tradition
back on that.
One more time. But what about you? I don't actually pay that much attention to
I have not seen a movie since the Star Wars movie, like right at the end of last year.
Okay,
or,
then.
What was it, Chinese New Year time?
Not a movie fan,
I just don't have time.
Oh,
I can't go and see them. I used to go and see them a lot more. I just don't get to see them, don't watch them on TV at home too much. It's all child related, as you might expect.
Oh, that's right.
So,
you just had a kid recently.
Well, he's getting on, coming 9 months now, but can't really take him to a movie theater just yet. Okay, well, that is us. That's what we've seen. What are we talking about in today's movie article? Let's read through and find out.
Reading. Fun facts. It doesn't matter whether or not you're a movie buff. You've seen thousands of trailers. But why do we call them trailers when they don't trail behind the movies we're watching? The answer lies with one of the world's first movie theaters. Back in the 1910s, a day at the pictures really meant a day. For less than 40 NT dollars in today's money, people could watch as many movies as they liked. Marcus Lowe Theaters saw this as a great marketing opportunity. In 1913, it started promoting Broadway plays at its cinemas by showing short clips of them in between movies. Movie trailers began being used with the rise of film serials. These were exciting movie series that were shown over the course of several, sometimes hundreds of, weeks. They were similar to today's TV shows. To keep people coming back for more, clips of next week's dramatic story were shown at the end of each film. By the 1930s, film serials were disappearing. Having previews at the end of movies didn't make sense anymore, so they were moved to their current position. The way we make trailers has continued to change since, but they remain nothing short of movie magic.
So the article begins and says, it doesn't matter whether or not you're a movie buff, you've seen thousands of trailers. Now we've got an interesting grammar pattern there, so let's take you through it. So the word whether is today's grammar pattern, and it's used to suggest possibility or to ask a question. We can use it, in fact, in a few ways. It could be about doubt or a choice between different options, like, I don't know whether to have rice or noodles tonight. We could use it in a question. Could you tell me whether or not you have this T-shirt in a large size? Now, in the article, we're using it to show that no matter what the options or alternatives are, the result will be the same. Whether you like movies or whether you just don't mind them or whether you love movies a lot, no matter who you are, you will have seen a lot of trailers. And we use whether to indicate, or whether or not to indicate that it doesn't matter too much. The result will be the same. Here's another example of that. Whether you have a sweet tooth or not, you will love these cookies. So here in the article, whether was used to say whether you are a movie buff. or not.
Mm.
What's a movie buff?
A movie fan. If you really like movies, if you're interested in movies, if you try to see all the latest popular movies, and maybe you're also really interested in movie history, you know, movie knowledge, you like to do quizzes about movies and things like that. But if you're a movie buff, it basically just means you're a big fan of the movies and everything about them.
Okay, so, but it doesn't, you don't need to be a movie buff to have seen lots of trailers.
Ooh.
But the article asks, why do we call them trailers when they don't trail behind the movie we're watching?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question. And to kind of explain that, let's look at the word trail. It's a verb here. And to trail someone or something is to follow that thing. Maybe a policeman would trail somebody who was acting suspiciously. A detective might trail a suspect to find out what they're doing. An animal, a hunting animal, might trail an animal it wants to eat.
Sure.
To find out where it's going.
A kid might trail behind their parents when they're walking
down
the street.
Yeah, and the dog would trail the kid.
There you go.
Exactly. It basically means to kind of follow behind.
Yeah.
Here's an example. The police trailed the robber back to his home. They followed him. But these trailers always come out like months before the movie. They're not trailing it at all. Why are they trailers?
Exactly. And the other kind of trailer that we would think of is something that a truck or a car would pull behind it. If you're moving house and you don't want to get a big truck, you get one of those trailers. It's like a box on wheels. You attach it to the back of your car and you pull that. People take trailers on long holidays or something. But again, it follows the car. You're pulling the trailer. It comes after. So why do we call the ads before the movie comes out the trailer? Well, the answer lies with one of the world's first movie theaters.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So it goes back to the old days of movies.
Yeah.
Way back in the early 1900s.
Right.
So what happened back then?
Black and white, maybe not even sound.
Mm-hmm.
So the article says back in the 1910s, so between 1910 and 1919 kind of time, a day at the pictures really meant a day.
Okay,
so the pictures means the movies. You would go and see moving pictures, movies, and you would really go for a day.
I've heard of this. You just pay your money and you can go in for basically as long as you want. For less than 40 NT dollars in today's money, people could watch as many movies as they liked. Remember, this is probably before radio, definitely before television and the internet and all that kind of stuff. So unless you wanted to read a book or maybe go watch a baseball game, movies were one of the only kinds of entertainment that people could get. And they turned it into a full day. In the same way we might go to an amusement park for a full day.
Sure.
People would go and sit in a movie theater for a full day and see movie after movie, short features, maybe little bits of news, all sorts of stuff.
They could take breaks. Go and get food, go in and out, use the bathroom, but they would spend the whole day
there. You're not a couch potato, you're a movie seat, movie theater seat potato.
Okay, so this was what people did, and as the article says, Marcus Lowe Theaters saw this as a great marketing opportunity.
I remember Lowe's Movie Theaters, that was a big chain. Okay, very cool.
So this theater company, maybe the boss, saw people going to theaters all day, this is a marketing opportunity. Marketing is advertising. It's getting people to know about your products, getting them interested in your products, and making them want to buy your products. You put them in places where they can see them. You make them seem appealing. You find the right people who you want to sell to and tell them, hey, this is our product. This is what it can do. It's marketing. Making ads, putting stuff on the internet, putting ads on the sides of buses, holding events, all of this is marketing. Here's another way we can use this sentence. The marketing for this new computer is targeted at young professionals. So that means young professionals, they are the people who we want to buy our product. We will market, to use a verb form of this word, this product to them. So this is a marketing opportunity.
Yes, an opportunity is another word we're going to look at here. It's a noun. Basically, an opportunity is a chance, a good chance to do something. And the idea also is that this chance won't be there forever. All right. So if you want to do that thing, if you want to take that chance, you got to act now because this opportunity, this chance could go away if you wait too long. So a good opportunity to do something is a good chance to do something. And if you don't act now, it might be too late. So we would say something like, this is a great opportunity. You should go for it.
Mm.
Don't wait. Go now.
Exactly. So we got people coming to movie theaters all day.
Okay.
And so the theater company says, well, all right, how can we make money out of this? How can we use this? And we see in 1913, the theater group, it started promoting Broadway plays at its cinemas by showing short clips of them in between movies. So it's basically saying, here's a bit of a Broadway show. If you like it, you can go and see that show. And the theater, the regular theater, where the play is, will say, here, movie theater people, have our money to advertise our product. That's what they're doing by promoting it. Now, we also saw the word cinema. Cinema is the word for a movie theater. We don't often use it so much today. In the UK, we say cinema a lot more often, actually.
Okay.
In the UK, you would always say, I'm going to the cinema. I'm not going to the movies. We say, let's meet at the cinema rather than let's meet at the theater. So for me, I grew up using this word a lot more. Maybe you guys are not so familiar with it.
All right. And we also have that word clip. This is a noun, and it's basically a short piece of film or a short piece of a television show, too. The idea here, though, is that the entire show, the full show, is much longer, and we're just using the clip as an example to give you a little taste of it. If you see a famous person on a talk show where they're talking about their new movie, they're not going to show you the whole movie. No, they want you to go and pay to see it, but they will show you a little scene, a little action scene or something, just to give you a taste, a sample. It's kind of like when you go to the supermarket and they give you a sample of that food, and if you like it, you can buy more. If you like the clip, that short piece of the film or TV show, then maybe you're going to be interested enough to go back and watch the whole thing. The clip is just a little taste, a little sample. For example, I just saw a clip from the new Batman movie.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson in his new Batman costume.
I reckon it'll be all right.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and of course they use clip because it's kind of clipped, to use the verb
it's
form.
It's cut out of the entire film.
The whole film. So they use clips of Broadway shows saying, hey, look at this Broadway show. Sounds cool. So what about movie trailers rather than Broadway shows?
Right.
We see movie trailers began being used with the rise of film serials. Okay. Now, we use this phrase here, the rise of something. We use the rise of something to indicate that something has become popular and is popular now. In recent, the last kind of 10, 20 years, we've talked about the rise of superhero movies.
Okay.
What Marvel started with Iron Man back in 2008, 12 years ago or whatever, has made superhero movies massively popular. So we talk about their rise, the rise of superhero movies.
There you go.
Here, it's the rise of cereals, breakfast stuff.
That's a different kind of cereal. That's C-E-R-E-A-L. This is a cereal. Basically, it's a really long story that's told over many smaller parts. Okay, so when we talk about a TV series, we could also say that's shown in a serial kind of way. They don't show you the entire show over 10 hours. They make it into 10 one-hour parts. All right, so we're adding together this story to tell a much longer story. Now, back in the old days, when you went to see a movie, the movies might be quite short, maybe 60 to 90 minutes, but before that, they would have these serials, basically really short episodes, almost like a really short television show, and they would tell exciting adventures, and at the end of every one, there would be some life or death situation, and the bad guy was gonna die for sure. And then tomorrow or next week, you come back, and they have the next part, and oh, he survived. Oh, what an exciting story. So they're kind of drawn out to make it more exciting, to make people come back because they want to know how it all ends.
Exactly. In fact, the next part of the article describes this and says these movie serials were exciting movie series that were shown over the course of several, sometimes hundreds of weeks.
That's right. Okay. Buck Rogers.
Yeah, Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger. Rocketeer, The Shadow, these are some great ones that actually they often remake into movies these days, but they started off back then as movie serials.
Yeah, or series. And a series is a number of events or objects or people in this case, episodes of a story that come one after the other. It's like one, and then there's another one, and then there's another one. We talk often about series of books. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's five books in this series. Or TV series. There may be three seasons. Each season has 10 episodes, and so on. Those are the ways we can use series.
And we also had that phrase, over the course of. We talked about how these movie serials would be shown over the course of weeks, months, or even years. Basically, this phrase is just showing us that something takes quite a long period of time. It covers a lot of time, all right? So it could be describing the events that happened during another big thing. So over the course of the year, I traveled to four different countries.Basically, through the whole year, through that time, those 12 months, I went to all of these different places. So we're showing you that these things happened, but not all at once, over a longer period of time.
And so we've talked about these film serials, and we made, or I think Mike made the point that's in the article, they were similar to today's TV shows.
Yeah
it's like watching maybe a 24-episode TV show, mm-hmm. something like that. That's what these film serials were like.
Absolutely. A little bit shorter, maybe just 10 minutes long each one, but yep, they would go over a long period of time. And, of course, this was to get people to come back, because, like I said, it would end really exciting, and you'd be like, what's going to happen next time?Come on back to the movie theater.
Take buy my money.
And you'll find out. So that's what we learn about. To keep people coming back for more, clips of next week's dramatic story were shown at the end of each film.
Oh, they trailed
it. They trailed the film because they want to give you a little clue, a little taste of the exciting things that you'll miss if you don't come back next time. It's all very dramatic. This adjective means with lots of drama. When we talk about drama in writing and in plays and movies and TV shows, we're talking about strong feelings and emotions, fighting, falling in love, arguing, breaking up, getting back together again, relationships between people, maybe a little bit of action, but always something really interesting, really exciting going on. For example, the last 2 minutes of the basketball game were very dramatic.
Yeah.
It could have been exciting, but it also could have been someone got hurt, someone got a penalty, and oh, the score changed three times in the last 2 minutes.
You don't know what's going to happen next.
The important thing was it wasn't boring.
Right. So, we see now that mm-hmm. by the 1930s, mm-hmm. film serials were disappearing.
Yeah, they had radio shows,
yeah,
radio
versions.
Yeah, people
kind of were less bothered about following these things, so mm-hmm. maybe they're just, you know, things fade in and fade out over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, and a lot of them did, I think, moved on to radio, so mm-hmm. you could listen to it every night at home. You didn't need to go to the movies. But movies were still there, of course. Having previews at the end of movies didn't make sense anymore. So they were moved to their current position before the movies. Mm. They just forgot to change the name.
Right.
All right. Anyways, we have this word preview. A preview, here we're using it as a noun. A preview is basically, well, it's kind of like a clip. It's kind of like when they cut out a little bit of the movie and they show it to you before you get to see it, just to kind of get your interest, just to like as a form of advertising to get people excited, talking about it. You only saw a minute of the movie, but it was a really exciting minute, so you definitely want to come back to see the whole thing, right?
Right, that makes sense. Just like it didn't make sense to have trailers after the movie or previews after the movie. If something makes sense, it's easy to understand. It's logical. It kind of follows a sensible, this happens, then this happens, and that all makes sense, and I understand why.
Hmm, that doesn't seem wrong or confusing or
exactly.
anything like that.
So, previews were moved earlier.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. The way we make trailers, well, has continued to change since, but they remain nothing short of movie magic.
Ooh.
Sure, if you look at trailers from old movies from the 30s, 40s, 50s, they will look different to the ones they make today, but they're still very important, they still spend a lot of time, and they're still a good way to get an audience excited about something they don't know much about. Make a good trailer, They want to come back and see the whole thing. So they remain very important in trying to sell movies to the audience. Remain, this verb means to stay. Something that hasn't changed. It was there before. It's there now. It will be there in the future. It's not going anywhere. It's not being taken away. It's not changing too much. It will remain. For example, this day will remain in my memory for a long time. A wedding day, the day your first child was born or something like that. It'll stay in your memory. In other words, you won't forget it.
Yep, and we're saying these trailers remain nothing short of movie magic. The phrase nothing short of means equal to. It's nothing less than this thing. So we're saying movie trailers are movie magic. We're saying they are the same. Okay, that brings us to the end of today's part of this movie article, which has been about trailers. So let's go to today's For You Chat question.
Alright, so our chat question today is actually about movie trailers. If you go on YouTube a lot, you might see a lot of movie trailers. They certainly recommend them to you. Or maybe you're a movie fan and you just like to watch all the trailers to know what's coming to the theater very soon. But here's the question. Think about those trailers you've seen. What is the best movie trailer you've seen and what did you love about it? Which trailer made you most excited to see that movie and basically why?
Well, you know what? I have stopped watching trailers for movies that I'm already interested in.
Because they give you too much information?
They give me too much information. They give too much away. It started all the way back in the early 2000s for the Lord of the Rings movies.
Okay.
I did not want anything to be spoiled for me before I got in the cinema. I didn't want to know what the characters looked like, what they sounded like, the world they lived in. Never, I mean, I know the story. I've read the book. But I just didn't want any of the actual experience of seeing that book brought to life spoiled. And I've found that I want to keep that for Bond movies, Hobbit movies, Marvel movies. I don't want to see anything. I want to have it all surprise me.
All right.
So I would say the best movie trailers I've seen are for movies that I had no idea even existed.
Okay.
So it's like, I never heard of this movie. I really want to see it now. I cannot think of any recent examples because with the internet and the news, now we kind of know about every movie that's appearing. But yeah, I remember seeing the odd one. It's like, oh, I've never heard. Dark City.
Okay.
It's very obscure, very unusual science fiction movie. But I remember seeing the trailer for that. It was around 15. We'd never heard about it. We thought, that looks awesome. Let's go see it.
Oh, okay. So what about you guys? What's the best movie trailer you've ever seen? Maybe it was from a long time ago and you remember it. Maybe it was something you saw just this week or last week for a new movie that's coming out in the future. What did you like about it? Why did it work for you? And did you actually go to see the movie? That's the other question. Because if it was exciting, but then you still didn't go, maybe the trailer wasn't as good as it should have been.
Right. Well, that's all we got time for today. Join us again tomorrow for more about movies. See you then. Bye for now.
Take care.
Fun facts. It doesn't matter whether or not you're a movie buff. You've seen thousands of trailers. But why do we call them trailers when they don't trail behind the movies we're watching? The answer lies with one of the world's first movie theaters. Back in the 1910s, a day at the pictures really meant a day. For less than 40 NT dollars in today's money, people could watch as many movies as they liked. Marcus Lowe Theaters saw this as a great marketing opportunity. In 1913, it started promoting Broadway plays at its cinemas by showing short clips of them in between movies. Movie trailers began being used with the rise of film serials. These were exciting movie series that were shown over the course of several, sometimes hundreds of weeks. They were similar to today's TV shows. To keep people coming back for more, clips of next week's dramatic story were shown at the end of each film. By the 1930s, film serials were disappearing. Having previews at the end of movies didn't make sense anymore, So they were moved to their current position. The way we make trailers has continued to change since, but they remain nothing short of movie magic.
Vocabulary review.
Trail. The toilet paper stuck to Larry's shoe, and it trailed behind him as he walked down the street. Marketing. Susan works for the marketing department, where it's her job to increase people's interest in the company's products. Opportunity. Working at a newspaper company is a great opportunity to get some writing experience. Clip. On the TV news, they showed a clip of President Tsai teaching university when she was younger. Dramatic. This TV show is far too dramatic for it to be believable. How can they kill off a character every week? Remain. Though it's been over 30 years since she became famous, Madonna remains a well-known singer.
智慧小补帖.
Movie buff. Cinema. Serial. Series. Preview.